Well, hello, this is Wes Fryer. It is January the 13th, 2012. I'm still having trouble saying 12. I'm here with Pat Jennings at First Presbyterian Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, and we're talking about medical mission projects and specifically a water project to Cancun, Mexico. And this is the second in what will eventually be a multi-part series, but we want to get the word out. Pat, how have you sensed God stirring in your heart and in the heart of your husband, John? How are you involved with Pan American Medical Mission? And there have been, God has been involved, I think. Mm-hmm. How have you sensed that in the past?
God has been involved in my life with Pan American Medical Mission Foundation for, and we'll just call that Pan Am, for about 15 years now, through a man called Dale DePue, and Dale DePue is my mentor probably in the missions. I have to say he has tapped my shoulder many times, and he doesn't take no for an answer. And because God has never let Dale take no for an answer, so that's where God works through many people there. And Dale was a pastor. I'm not sure I can get his whole story before he came to First Pres, but he was a pastor down at Grace Presbyterian Church in Houston and did a lot of work with the youth, and then would take mission trips. And they went to were doing a mission trip, a medical trip to it's one of the islands there, Holbush. I couldn't remember the name of Holbush, which is on the northern side of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Okay, still in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Okay.
And they were there and had a bunch of doctors and everything. And a lady called Kate Finnerty, who is an anthropologist, was living in San Cosme, studying the women. This was more than 20 years ago. I was studying the Mayan women and why the Mayan women in the 20th century were still living as they did in the 1500s.
Right.
Open fires, cooking at open fires.
Wow.
In thatch roof homes, and no electricity in the village. It's a village of about 400 people.
Okay.
And they had no medical care, none whatsoever. And people were coming to her because Americans can do everything.
Wow.
And they would bring their babies and they'd say, "My baby's dying. Can you help?"
Oh my gosh.
Well, she had heard that there was a group of missionaries up in Holbush. Now, at that time, there were no roads that were really very well-traveled. I mean, they were small dirt roads, and she got in her old station wagon and drove up to Holbush, which probably took her almost all day to get up there. Right now, it takes you about 2 hours to get up there, because there's roads up there now. But she said, can you just send one doctor? I have a baby who's dying down there. Can one doctor come down? Well, Dale never does anything in small. She got in the car, and he said, "I will see what I can do." And she drove back to San Cosme, and she, all the way back to San Cosme, she says, "God, if you just send one doctor to come down here and help, I will stay here for another 3 years." Because she was about ready, finishing up her studying, and she was about ready to leave and go back to the States. And so that's a perfect story of be careful how you bargain with God, because the next day she looks up this dirt road, and there are three vehicles coming down the road, and Dale has packed up the whole medical group, and they came in, and they had a medical mission right there in the plaza in the open air.
Just opening it up for anybody to come.
Opened it up for anybody to come, and So Kate said, oh my, I guess I'm here for another 3 years, you know.
Wow.
And so Dale walked around the village, which is jungle. It's not the jungle where we think of, like in the Amazon, real tall canopy. It's a very low jungle, but it grows fast. And he walked down this dirt road, and he said, right here is where I think we need to put a mission, a clinic. And so a couple years later, my husband was down there. John Jennings was down there with them on another trip they had gone to. I think they were back to Holbush. I'm not sure. Maybe they were in San Cosme. And he told my husband, Dale says, see that right there? We're going to put a clinic there. God says that's where it needs to go. And my husband looked at Dale and said, sure, right there in that jungle. And lo and behold, Dale just started fundraising, and it took about 10 years, and this clinic is there. Now, this is not a small one-room clinic. This is a clinic. You've got 5 examining rooms. You have a big area in the front. Upstairs is a dormitory where you've got room for upwards of 35 people.
Oh, wow.
That can come and stay.
Right.
It's got a full kitchen. It's got 2 huge bathrooms up there, a men's and a women's, and it's got a pharmacy. So Pan American now supports a full pharmacy, but a pharmacy there. We have a doctor that comes in 3 to 4 times a week. We have a dentist that comes in 2 times a week, and we have a nurse that comes in 3 to 4 times a week, depending on if the doctor's there. So we support that. We support a full-time caretaker who is also the pastor across the street for the church across the street, which Pan American has also helped build. And so we support him. And then the health of the village and the surrounding area has just been 100-fold.
That was going to be my question: is how how is the impact measured in terms of, I guess, just on the medical side? There's this, I think, spiritual impact, mm-hmm. but on the medical side, how was there a clinic in this area before this had come about? What did these people do for medical needs before
they
the clinic?
They had a shaman.
Really?
Yeah, and he's still there.
Wow.
He's still there. He is, quote unquote, retired now.
Okay.
His name is, I believe it's Marcello. Wonderful man. Very spiritual, very Christian now. He has become a Christian. Which the whole village of San Cosme is Christian. Has been for forever. And as long as, you know.
Catholic?
No, they're Presbyterian.
Really?
Now, San Cosme is Presbyterian, mostly Presbyterian. There is, of a village of 400 to 450, there are 2 Presbyterian churches. There is a evangelical church. And then just up the road, a mile up the road, is a Catholic church. The village up the road, San Francisco, is probably 75% Catholic.
So in San Cosme, the church is very closely affiliated with this idea of a medical mission and outreach, and it's not a question. It's a very tangible thing about mission and service, I would guess, for the people that live there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a mystery that this clinic and these services are here because of the church and because of this relationship that...
When Pan American first started, It was the bylaws stated that it couldn't that nobody could go down there and evangelize.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And because there were people that were involved on the board that did not want that in there.
Hmm.
They wanted to be able to go in there
So it was very explicit of medical mission. This is our focus.
Yeah, this is our focus. And through the course of some legal problems that we had down there, they have rewritten the bylaws now, and now we can go down there and evangelize do some other things.
Yeah. Interesting.
So
is that still active? And I think as we're doing this, this has really been a good kind of background just as far as as Pan American.
Mm-hmm.
Is Pan American, you said that the mission now with looking at the well and the water, it's kind of been another phase. So it's sort of like it's moved into another season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the work of Pan American continues as it has. It sounds like supporting the dental care, the medical care, the pharmacy, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do a third section because we won't be able to get all the questions in. But
sure.
To put it in here, how can people get involved? We'll put a link to the Pan American website.
Mm-hmm.
I assume people can contribute, and there's an ongoing need for contributions.
Very much so. There's. Do you want that in there now?
We'll put the link in rather than tell people the address. I mean, we'll put the link in the show notes so they can click on it as far as seeing it. But. Are there other churches that are involved, or is this an Edmond-based, or who? Tell us the scope of Pan American.
It's Edmond-based. It started originally with a lot of churches. Grace Presbyterian Church in Houston, Westminster Presbyterian Church here in Oklahoma City. We have some people that are involved from First Presbyterian Church in Oklahoma City. We even had a church in Bath, New York.
Wow.
A Presbyterian church in Bath, New York that was involved for a while. It went down there and helped with the construction.
Okay.
But most of the people are now out of the Edmond.
And periodically, we still do send teams down there to supplement what's the ongoing care. Right.
Right? We haven't sent a big group down there in about 2 years. Because they do have ongoing medical care down there,
the right.
Mexican, and we want them.
That's what you want.
We want them to take that over.
Right.
Sure. We do have a need for not so much general medicine. We do have a need that for specialties. They have a great need that they need eye care down there. A tremendous need for eye care. A lot of cataracts and things like that. So if we can, find an ophthalmologist to come down there and do cataract surgery, we have the ability to do, we have an operating room down there, which we thought was going to be able to be used for operations, for surgeries, but the Mexican government has come in there, the health department has come in there and said it is not a sterile environment, which would be easy to remedy. It would just, of course, everything
takes
funding. Money.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you've listened this far, we appreciate you checking out this podcast, in which we plan to make a video. Please do look at the show notes. We're going to include links to learn more about Pan American. There are other recordings in this series. We want you to know about how God continues to be active in not only the lives of the residents of San Cosme, but residents of Edmond, other parts of the country. We're called to be Jesus' hands and feet, and this is an example of how many people have heard God's call and responded to it. And so, Pat, thank you for taking the time today, and we're going to do another episode. So,
well, thank you, Wes. I appreciate what you're doing.